Welcome to Mousalgia Minute for June 16th. I'm Tina.
And I'm Julia.
Today in Disney history, we'll be traveling back to the year 1957 to enjoy a picnic in the park. On June 16, 1957, Holidayland opened in Disneyland. Located outside of the berm, where the show buildings for Pirates of the Caribbean and a Haunted Mansion are located, this area of the park was created to celebrate all things holiday. Actually, despite what the title leads us to believe, this area was used for private, corporate, and special events. According to LaughingPlace.com, Walt originally wanted an area dedicated to celebrating holidays and was planned where Matterhorn and the Submarine Voyage currently sit. However, with the upcoming expansion in 1959, this area would now hold Disneyland's first e-ticket attraction, the Matterhorn. While the name would remain Holidayland, the sole purpose of this area was reimagined into an area where private events could be held.
Visitors had plenty of entertainment such as a large picnic area, a children's playground, horseshoe pits, a baseball field, and a private entrance into Disneyland. One thing it was missing, unfortunately, were restrooms and nighttime lights. A large circus tent sat roughly in the middle of this area, a tent that was borrowed from Disneyland's Mickey Mouse Club Circus, which ended its run in the park on January 8, 1956. Coming in at 9 acres, an event could hold approximately 7,000 guests. A separate ticket was necessary in order to gain access to that area. While not every event gained automatic access into Disneyland, event guests were offered the option of purchasing a ticket book containing 15 ride coupons for $3.60, a 40-cent discount from the general public. Guests entered Holidayland at a gate where the parking lot used to be, now Downtown Disney, and a private entrance into Disneyland was located by the Frontierland train station.
Walt Disney used this area to announce to the press every summer what was planned for the park during that year. According to AllYears.net, Reggie Ridgway, formerly a newspaper man but would eventually come to work at Disney, recalled that during a news conference, the press were given pink woven picnic baskets filled with sandwiches, and that the baskets became a coveted item among the newsmen and their families. Another event was held by the city of Lakewood near Newport Beach, California, to celebrate Lakewood Day. This free event was offered to residents who not only were able to enjoy a Disneyland that would remain open until midnight, but included three dance bands playing throughout the park.
Corporations were offered the option of bringing their own food or for the Red Wagon Company, located within the Red Wagon Inn, now known as the Plaza Inn, to cater the event. Another food option was a barbecue feast from Chuck Wagon Barbecue that consisted of barbecued ham and beef, baked beans, three salads, rolls with butter, a beverage and dessert for a whopping $1.75 per person. The circus tent can hold up to 4,000 people to view the day's entertainment. The shows seen in this area included dancers from the Indian Village, the Disneyland Band, and a performance by the Mouseketeers. Closing in 1961, the area would eventually be invaded by pirates and 999 happy haunts. Also on this day for June 16th in 2016, Shanghai Disneyland welcomed its first guest.
Now it's time to say goodbye, so for Nostalgia Minute, I'm Tina.
And I'm Julia, and we'll see you real soon.
To contact Nostalgia Minute, email minute@nostalgia.com. Some music files provided by fbbts.com. Nostalgia Minute is copyright Nostalgia, LLC.